Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I'm again sending rebuttals to various dopers on Proposition 19 to legalize marijuana is wrong. That's the video that I put out. So I put out this video, Proposition 19 to legalize marijuana is wrong, and then all these dopers get incited to make comment. Here's the comment that I got from the most recent pothead. His name is P. Chatting Liberal. Pretty much everything you said has the factual accuracy that I would expect from a quack chiropractor. Quack. Q-U-A-K. All right. Ask for more details. I suppose that's a question there. There's no question mark. You say cannabis has no worth while medical benefits. I guess that's supposed to be one word, worthwhile. But you probably claim that you can fix all sorts of ailments by making a child's neck go crack. I'm wearying of all these stupid comments by these dummies. Here's my reply to this clown. Dear Dopehead, is that wrong? No. I did not say there were no medical benefits, which I didn't. That is said. No medical benefits to hash. I merely stated the benefits are outweighed by the detriments, not to mention that it's illegal. Well, I guess they want to change that, make it legal, and then there won't be any detriments then, right? I don't know of one person who smokes for medical reasons, and I know very few people who smoke. I know some who smoke for supposed medical reasons. I don't know that could not benefit from other safer natural therapies. That's my thought. And yes, I claim that adjusting a child is beneficial to the child's general health, which it is, and beneficial to everyone's general health. Too bad you hadn't received natural care. It may have improved your attitude, spelling, and curbed your addictive behavior. I don't know if this kid's a doper, pothead, numbnut, whatever, indigent. I somehow feel that the person could be in their 30s and just never really gotten through the child stage. I can understand someone smoking, not knowing what it is, starting out and saying, hey, geez, what's this? Try it a couple times and saying, uh-uh. I did it once. I shouldn't put that on tape, but I may have done it once. I don't know. But anyway, I didn't notice anything. And I don't think it's something that you should take into your lungs. It makes you icky. And who wants to be icky? Evidently, a lot of people do. Because they have no real purpose in their lives. Find a lasting purpose that's worth a while. And all that money they're spending on dope for recreation, which is going to cause you future health problems. I have no 100% proof of that, but it's known that you're going to have probably heart disease, lung problems. Makes sense. Same thing as cigarettes. Taking substances into your lungs, particulate matter, who knows what else, whatever they spray on the crap, and you're going to get sick from it if you do enough of it. And I don't see a benefit. So you go ahead and do your thing. Not that there aren't any benefits medically to THC and the other cannabinoids. I believe there are, but leave that up to the doctors, not some person who wants to just do it for fun. It's nothing. It's not about medical, guys. It's about wanting to do something. And I understand that, but you can't play without having to pay the piper. And people that play with this crap are going to be sad later. Look at the people who've done it for years. I mean, they're absolutely worthless. Have no, you know, I mean, to recover from that is very hard. I don't mean to say that people are worthless, but you lose your health over that crap. I knew a lot of guys, man, they overdid it with that. Nasty. Anyway, take care. I hope someone learned from this. Maybe they didn't.